Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gorgeous out the window. You said rain though, huh? Maybe starting tomorrow?
Yeah, depending on where you're at. Looks like mostly the North Bay, and it could be on and off from Wednesday through Saturday is what the forecast is now looking like.
I got to accept it. I have like all these, they're like sailcloth or something like that. I don't know, little triangles that I hang around to get shade on my back deck. And this time of year, I got to finally, you know, bite the bullet, pull them all down.
The triangles.
Yeah, like big, I don't know, maybe 20 feet to a side. They're big.
That's huge.
Yeah, they cover the whole deck. I have them. They're back and forth.
You just tie triangle. Them to dib. What do you tie them to?
There's a pergola out the front, and then they're attached to the house and the.
Oh.
Yeah. It gets really hot, as you know. You're out on a deck. You're like, I need some shade. But they're a pain to put up, and they're a pain to take down. And this is the time of year because I'm always like, well, if I leave them up, then I can maybe leave out my cushions a little bit longer. But if it just starts to rain, then everything becomes a huge mess because all the leaves start falling off the trees and everything. So
the joys of home ownership.
Woo, woo, woo.
Boo.
Yeah. I'll wait till John tells me we have to because it's like a couple hours. Like, ugh, let's do that.
Oh, do we have to give something away right now?
We do. I was actually stalling.
Someone's writing and going, hey.
Winterland. Front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. Who's in? Come on, let's do this. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the info. But you can win a chance for front row tickets right now. This hour's code word is Paramount. P-A-R-A-M-O-U-N-T. Take the word Paramount and text it to our contest line, 20357, and you're in the running for front row tickets to the show. This hour's code word is Paramount.
Sail shades. They're the best, says 707.
Oh.
Sail shades.
I don't know if that's like specifically what they are, but they're like, it's not, you know, like an outdoor fabric.
Well, the triangle you're saying sounds like a sail. Like,
yeah.
But it isn't
canvas, you know, it's like that sort of landscaping fabric kind of stuff.
Okay.
But they're old at this point. We've
kind of see-through.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like it lets a lot of light through, but it would, you know, and I guess rain would eventually seep through it, but it gives you great shade.
Mm.
It's really nice. And you need it, you know, you're sitting out on your deck all the time and you're cooking in the sun. That ain't no good. It's funny. Like, of course, the sun is completely necessary and we love the sun. We love the sun. The sun's amazing. But man, are you like, get that sun off of me. Jesus.
That's a way to take a stance. The sun is good.
The sun is good. We need the sun.
It's the hill
we love
to die
the sun.
On.
Right.
There are places I've gone, though, on surf trips where you find yourself going, I can't take another minute. I have to go. I have to get out of this water, get into some shade, and rest for like 3 hours.
Yep.
Because you just, even here, you can get hot or whatever, but I'm talking about like Mexico and certain spots I've been where
it's
you just
really
go,
intense.
Oh my God, I have to just drink water and lay down.
Right. It sucks. It's like it sucks energy out of you. You'd think it would put it into you, but no. Yeah, it's even if you're all covered, slathered in sunscreen and totally protected, it just takes it out of you. It's like your body has to fight to keep itself cool. It's just trying to cook you the whole time. Stupid sun. But, you know, it's great. We do need it. I just don't want to sit.
Not you boys. Riley. Yeah, right. She didn't mean
that's
you.
That's not the kind of
you're
son I'm talking about.
You're not stupid sons. That's not what she meant.
You're smart sons.
Right.
But the other kind of son. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is turned into helium.
Is this the Big Bang Theory?
They might be giants.
You know who, did I tell you this?
Nope.
I'm watching Coraline.
Yeah.
And the dad sings a song in Coraline. And I'm like, I recognize that guy's voice.
Oh, is it one of the Johns?
It's the guy from They Might Be Giants.
They're the two Johns. It's the two Johns. They sing all the songs.
Boy, you know their names and everything.
John and John. Well, I don't know their last names.
Yeah, I was, I got to look this up. I actually thought it was someone else, but then it turned out it was those guys.
That's so funny. I didn't ever notice that they were in Coraline.
I can't believe you didn't, because their voice is so...
It might be too late for your kids, but they have a kids album. I think it's called No. And it's genius. Like, we listened to that nonstop when the kids were little. No is no means no. No is always no. If he says no, it means 1,000 times no.
Yeah, the artist, They Might Be Giants, released in 2009, album from Coraline.
Funny.
It's the Other Father song.
The Other Father.
Well, the Other Father is the one with the button eyes.
On the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
I would hit play on it right now so you could hear it, but he doesn't say any F words in there, does he?
I seriously doubt it.
Let's not. Just,
yeah.
Anyway,
well, you could pull that up. Can you pull it up?
It doesn't matter. They might be Giants is also singing in Coraline. Right. You love those guys.
I do love them. And, you know, this all started because the son is so annoying, but totally necessary. We love you, the son. let's do a Halloween story, shall we? Ish. Yeah. Kind of. You know, I mean, there's a lot of horror movie stuff that I'm doing this week. I saved it all. Everything that had to do with that. Celebrities who starred in horror movies before they made it big. We know about Jamie Lee Curtis. She was in Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp. You know, it's one of the big series.
Friday the 13th. No. Freddy Krueger.
It's Nightmare on Elm Street. Good job. And Kevin Bacon. He was Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay.
So those are the biggies. You know, those are big franchises. There was a movie called Parasite in 1982, not to be confused with the Korean movie.
Oh, okay. From I was going to say, I saw back. That. All yeah. right.
Parasite from 1982, starring Demi Moore.
Oh.
It's a horror movie. Charlize Theron was in Children of the Corn 3, Urban Harvest. Okay. 1995 for that one. I don't know when her big break was, but...
Charlize Theron?
Yeah. Was she in that Mulholland Drive movie? Was that like the first time
you saw her? I don't know what that is, but I know that she was probably one of maybe a handful of perfect people on the planet. So it was inevitable that she would become a huge star because look at her.
Children of the Corn 3, though, would be like, oh, all right. I mean, I need to work. Can't be too picky. Drew Barrymore, they actually say Firestarter in 1984.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That book. I actually went back and reread that book. Oh, look, everybody's looking in. That's so cute. I think we have Jessie, the cowgirl from Toy Story.
Oh, that's a great costume.
Just poked her head in. Yeah. Drew Barrymore, Firestarter in 1984. George Clooney, Return to Horror High in 1987.
Huh.
He was also in Return of the Killer Tomatoes in 1988, if you can call that horror. I don't recall ever seeing that.
He's a guy, though, that had, is it Rosemary Clooney?
Like, yes.
He's an Epo baby.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Talentless.
No, he's handsome and talented, but I mean, you've already got some ins if you've grown up in
Everybody
Hollywood.
Loves him. I'm like, I don't know.
Who loves him?
You love him.
George Clooney?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You love that stupid movie, The American. Terrible movie.
Everybody loves that guy. No, not everybody loves that guy.
Yeah, I don't. For sure. Right about that. What are your feelings on George Clooney?
I like him. Yeah. I mean, he's a very likable fella.
Is he?
Yeah. He's dreamy.
He's okay. Jenna Ortega, who is currently killing it in Wednesday.
Yeah.
Everything.
And
oh my God, she's amazing. Oh, right. Yeah, of course. I didn't even watch that. So Jenna Ortega got her start apparently in something called Insidious Chapter 2 in 2013.
I watched it last night. I watched both Insidiouses last night.
And, the Insidii.
Yeah. So she.
Why did you do that?
Who could
ever watch a horror movie alone in their apartment?
Who said he was alone?
I like to watch horror movies.
Were you alone?
I was alone.
Do you believe him?
He's giving me the stare. He's really
waiting
smiling.
For the tongue, waiting for the eye tick.
Yeah, I mean, if you were alone, you were alone. Hey, do you have two dogs?
I have one dog here, and then Shauna has our other two down in Los Angeles. So I have three dogs.
Because you posted a picture of two dogs the other day.
Yeah,
and I was
they're two little boys. Yeah.
Oh, are they your other dogs?
Yes.
Oh, so you'd gone back to LA for the weekend.
No, she sent me a picture. We, you know, she sent me a picture of the dogs.
I don't know.
And I really like, I really like the dog and the dogs. And yeah, I posted pictures of my dogs.
But she's keeping those dogs, huh? You, she gave you the old one.
I have Kelly because she is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I have her.
Oh.
And Kelly is on the tick, 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 tick. 17 and a half years old.
And not a small dog.
No.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson's a good dog. She's a good dog. Are you listening at home? You're a good dog. She's deaf. Doesn't matter.
Do you you don't leave the radio on for her?
I have, but but she's deaf. It doesn't matter.
So back to you watched this is your life.
Oh yeah,
Insidious and Insidious 2.
Well,
yesterday.
Once I finish the first one, you have to watch the second one.
What time did you start the first one?
I think it was like 4:30. Probably. I usually get done prepping around 4:30, and then I put it on and then watch the second one. Yeah.
Oh, so you were up late last night.
No, that was, I was in bed by 8:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. All right.
No nightmares.
Oh, that's good.
Those are good movies, though. They're very scary.
Well, are they?
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched the Insidious movies.
I
like, I feel like now I have something I can watch. I'll tell John about it.
They're good. Insidious? You got to watch both of them because the second one is, like, it's not like a sequel that's totally different. It's completely the same deal.
I want to say thank you to Michael Martin for just out of the blue saying, you know, be with your families and have some fun on Halloween night.
It's actually really...
It's like the coolest
thing
ever.
I already texted him, but I also will say here, thank you so much. Like,
yes.
I never have been out on Halloween with my kids.
Well, so this will be your first time.
Christina does it.
Yes.
And tours around. And
I suppose if it's a weekend, you probably still have... Someone has to sit at the house and give out the candy.
I don't feel like we've had a weekend Halloween except like going way back. And I may have gone out with them when we lived in the other house.
Yeah.
But not with both kids. It was probably the one kid that I went out with.
Right. Right. Well, when I... And plus, the pandemic screwed that up for a couple of years there.
So yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to get to cruise around a little bit.
I know. It's such a, thank you. What a lovely gift to give us.
Even more important, I don't have to be a bee about the noise or the sound or turn everything off. Like I can be home and not be tripping on, I got to get to bed, everyone.
So what we usually do is have on the big screen.
Cow?
No, but at
you know what I mean?
I do. But we always play a horror movie. So that, and because you can see it out the front window. So it's on the big screen and it's right there. And so maybe I'll put Insidious on.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's safe. You can put that on.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no nudity or anything?
No.
Oh, there's Janie.
My neighbor has Nightmare on, what is it? Nightmare Before Christmas playing on his garage
door. Just shining on the
just
door.
The whole
oh, that's
time,
so fun.
Right there on the house.
We started a while ago and we're going to get back to it now. Celebrities who starred in horror movies before making it big. Jennifer Aniston was in, and I totally remember, I think this was pre-nose job.
The Leprechaun.
Even. Leprechaun in 1993. Mm-hmm. Over 30 years ago. John Travolta was in Carrie in 1976. Although, I don't know when he was on Welcome Back, Qatar. I don't know when that was a hit
show. It was the 70s for sure, but I don't know
what
came first.
They're saying here this is before these people were big. I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to say Vinnie Barbarino was big right off the bat.
It was 75 when that started.
Oh, okay.
Welcome
well,
back.
So maybe
right
he filmed this and it was released in 73.
Welcome Back, Kotter was a big show. The Sweat Hogs, they had lunchboxes,
yes.
T-shirts.
Loved the sweat. Well, back to, listen up, kids. We only had so many choices. And we all had to choose from the three.
Name two Sweat Hogs besides...
Well, Arnold, Washington, Epstein.
Oh, you did it. Well, you're done. You already did it.
Was it only the four of them? Besides Vinnie Barbarino?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see, at Horseshack.
But Freddie Boom Boom Washington, yep. Horseshack.
Horseshack, Arnold Horseshack.
Epstein, you're right. Epstein.
Mr. Carter.
Oh, that was fun.
That was, welcome back, Carter. It's about a teacher.
Welcome back.
So it was Vinnie, Horseshack, Epstein, and Freddie.
Yep.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Mm-hmm. You got them all. Good job.
Thanks. Yay, me. John Travolta, Carrie, Ryan Gosling, Frankenstein and Me in 1996. John Stewart, something called The Faculty in 1998. feel like Jon Stewart was sort of an MTV star for a little. Remember he had that? Yeah. Didn't he have a talk show on MTV?
Yeah.
He had a talk show on Fox.
And then around this time, around 1998, he took over for Craig Kilborn on The Daily Show. And that was the rest is history.
Yeah. So
93 was the Jon Stewart show on MTV.
Oh, yeah. So he was already around.
When was the Jon Stewart show on Fox?
Well, let me find out.
I'm going to find that.
I remember one of his big bits was being an East Coaster looking for a place he could smoke a cigarette in California. Mm-hmm. And he had to go to a water tower. Which I thought, well, there you go.
By the way, since we're bringing him up, I want to mention Jon Stewart. He does Mondays on Comedy Central on the Daily Show. He does pretty much every Monday.
It and seems you love like it?
He's in there. I do. In fact, I absolutely tune in for that. They're saying here he's extended that through at least 2025, and they're saying it pays $25 million. I feel like that
For one day a week.
I feel like that might be his old salary. So then I was like, okay, what is Jon Stewart's net worth? You want to take a guess? He's been daily and successful for years.
$100 million.
I'll say $150 million.
120. You win, Vin.
All right.
$120 million. And they say Jon Stewart's salary, $25 million.
Well, think about it this way. There's a guy who already left. So when they called and said, we'd love to have you back, he probably went, no. And they went, $25 million. And he went, I'll come. I mean, I can see it. The negotiation's real simple. He throws out a ridiculous number that they don't want to pay. And right. They go,
we'll do it.
We need that.
Yep.
We need you.
You know, he's missed quite a few Mondays. He's never on a holiday Monday. They're dark a few weeks a year. So it might actually boil down to about $1 million an episode. Probably not, probably a little under that, but close. He's great though. There's a comfort level with him. I absolutely
love
the Daily
Show. Who's doing it the rest of the week?
They rotate. They have a good cast right now. There's this chick, Desi Lydic, and she does it. And then I can never think of this guy's name. I always want to say it's John Cunningham, but it isn't. But there's a few of them. Okay. Ronnie Chang is one of them. They take over. Sometimes they'll do the whole week. Oh, and there's a guy. Shoot, I can't think of any of their
Shane
names.
Gillis?
Who?
Shane Gillis is one of them, I think.
I don't know that guy.
I'm looking here.
Yeah, they have a good cast right now, though. So anyway, Jon Stewart is, they say he got his start in a movie called The Faculty in 1998, but he was already an established comedian and talk show host. And Anya Taylor-Joy, this is a list of celebrities who starred in horror movies before they made it big. Anya Taylor-Joy, who I feel like her big breakout was The Queen's Gambit, but I saw her a couple years before that in that James McAvoy movie, Split. She's one of the three girls that gets abducted.
Oh, okay.
And she is great in that movie.
I never saw that.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong one. Mm-hmm. And it does have ties to some of the other, like Unbreakable. And I think that's the one. And I loved it. It's great. James McAvoy he's a guy with multiple personalities, split personality. Mm-hmm. And he's excellent in it. But she was also in The Witch in 2015. That's the one they're saying was her.
Oh, that was scary.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We were talking about that one yesterday, The Witch. And then something, then she has also done something called Last Night in Soho and The Menu, which is the one.
Menu was so fun. I mean, it's just ridiculous, but so fun.
But so fun.
You liked it?
I loved that movie. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's Nicholas Holt plays her date, and then Ralph.
I just
Fiennes
love how dumb her date is. He's so stupid.
I love that she's like, well, I don't want to give anything away.
Right.
Get that
she
go.
Was also on Peaky Blinders from 2013 until 22, and like she was great on that.
Was really? She?
Yeah. Did you guys watch Peaky Blinders?
Know, I watched a couple episodes of Peaky Blinders, and I was like, well, this isn't for me. I can't understand anything they're
you
saying.
You have to have subtitles on if you don't watch a lot of shows with
yeah,
English.
No, and I feel like I was just like, I'm lost.
It's
I don't know.
So it's you're missing out.
Really? Like,
yeah, one of the best shows ever.
You have been right about a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You're the reason I watched Arrested Development and The Family Guy.
But but Shauna, she had to watch subtitles. So like, put subtitles on and you'll enjoy it. It's very, very, very good.
All right. That's it for me. What do you got coming up?
growing up is really hard, and most people are trying really hard not to
mm-hmm.
after these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sing it. Turns out we just figured out what Maddie's favorite song is. Like, he was going crazy during that song.
I like a good anthem. I like earnestness.
Yeah. The calling, wherever you will go. Jane, make a note of that.
Down low.
So earnest, the way he was singing it. I'm like, oh, I never really noticed how, like, into it that guy is.
Oh. It's an anthem. Good impression.
Thanks. It's Alice at 97.3. Thank you for listening. Just for listening, you could win $5,000. Fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That is how you spell Odyssey. It's a made-up word. It's our word. It's going to autocorrect. You just need to know it's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and then you get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice in Winterland Front Row Tickets. All this week, listen every hour on the fives from 6.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for your keyword. Text the keyword to our contest line 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of front row tickets to Alice in Winterland.
Sweat.
Sponsored by Macy's and starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland.
Killer.
We are going to party in Oakland on the 13th. If you don't win your front row tickets, still go buy tickets. There's still a couple, right?
Oh, yeah. Not many, though. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, 12. Go
come
get
with
them.
Us, would
yeah.
you? We want
come
you to be
the
there.
Party. Come to the party. You'll have FOMO if you don't. You don't want that.
Okay, so today mostly clear, but rain is possible tomorrow through Saturday, depending on where you're at. Looks like mostly the North Bay, but, you know, rain.
Mm. It is that time of year, Vin.
It is. It's fall.
It had to happen.
1 week till we vote, everyone, unless you've done your mail in, and then you're free.
Then you're all set.
The World Series could be over tonight. The Dodgers are up 3. And there's another game 4 is tonight in New York at 5 p.m.
Will there be another rapper?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Especially since the one last night didn't go great. I feel like one of his colleagues might be all, I don't want to show fat up. You know, like Jay-Z might be like, I don't want to make fat mm-hmm. feel bad.
Right.
And Nas.
Like I stepped in.
Like we, yeah,
them.
Like we, oh, I'm coming in to
let
redeem.
Let me show you guys
let
how
me
it's
fix
done.
What he right. did. I feel like that's just time to just move on. Right. And especially the way the Yankees are playing. Like, you guys coming tonight or not?
Because if you don't come tonight, it's over.
You've been swept. Don't get swept. But anyway, that's tonight, 5 o'clock. So there's that.
Thank you.
Okay. This is funny for a couple reasons.
Okay.
Growing up is hard.
Yeah.
And I've seen a few stories, different stories recently about how we do have some arrested development as a society. Like we really are clinging to our comic book heroes. We cling deeply. Well, even Halloween has become so big with grownups. Like
yeah.
we really don't want to be done. You know, with our childhood.
Well, we like having fun. It could sure. be fun that we're looking for.
People online are talking about the things that basically every single person on earth experiences when they become an adult, but no one ever talks about.
Oh.
So here are some of the things. I just thought, oh, they're funny. Saying I've got to get up early for work is the adult version of saying my mom said no. Well, yeah.
Oh.
You and I live that.
Right.
That's our entire life.
We really do mean it. You know, and we're not using it as an excuse. Sometimes I would tell my mom if I use a certain keyword, we had like, you know, the family code words, you guys have those, where like if I'm in trouble, the kid will say something specific.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I want you to say I can't do something, I work that into the sentence. Let me call my mom and ask her, you know.
Oh, and then you work in a code word so right. she can say no and you
like,
don't
hey,
have
mamacita,
to.
Or, you know, whatever. And then she knows.
Oh.
Like, I don't want you to go. Oh. I don't want to go. But I'm asking.
But you ask because you want to keep everything copacetic with your friend.
Well, you don't
want
to just say to your friend, nah, I don't want to do that.
Oh, well, I do. I did that all the time.
Yeah. I know. That's your way.
Yeah.
It's.
I've gotten better.
You know, it's not like it busted up your friendships or anything.
No, but I've gotten better. I've gotten better.
You've gotten older, too.
I've been told stuff.
Yeah. Tact.
Yeah.
It's important.
You start having the we have food at home talk with yourself.
Yeah.
I want a burrito, but oh, I did buy all that groceries.
And I could make a burrito at home.
Right.
Yes, it takes more time. That is true. These are good. I like both of those so far.
You spend too much time debating yourself on keeping a cardboard box because it's a really good box. Have you done that?
Yes.
You've done that.
I might need to ship something. This is a good box.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a good size. John does that all the time because he sells crap and buys stuff on Reverb all the time.
He really is on that site. You weren't aware of it, huh?
I didn't know at all. I mean, he'd always had sort of a setup going or in spurts, you know, like he's like, okay, I'm going to sell all this stuff. But he had like a whole shipping thing set up right at, and I was like, okay. He's like, don't throw that box out. That's a good box.
That is funny.
They're really specific about how you ship stuff too. Like the way that you package it is part of your deal.
Yeah. Well, you're selling used stuff and you absolutely want a good review. It makes another person trust that they can buy from you again. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole thing. It's very much that reputation thing that you build.
It's like you're
and
getting
farm.
Vetted by the people who are using the site.
You whisper "what the bleep" to yourself 96 times a day.
Yeah. Yep.
Growing up, everyone. Very funny.
Like, what fresh hell is this? What the?
You have a go-to stovetop burner. Do you have a go-to?
I do.
We all, yeah,
well,
grown-ups.
Well, I have two. I have five burners on the top of my thing, and there's the one in the middle for the big flat pan, and then there's the one that the tea kettle sits on in the way back, and then there's a small one in the front for my one little pan that I cook stuff in.
I'm definitely part of this next one. You're constantly toggling between wondering if it's too late for coffee or too early for a drink.
Oh,
It's never too early for a drink. I mean,
it is
you know.
No, there is too early for a drink. I don't want to get started too early. I wait until 5. And I'm waiting. I'm ready. I've already set the bar up. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no, you should enjoy. You should partake because you can. I've told you this a million times. If I could partake, I'd have a drink right now.
See, that's the problem. Having a drink right now isn't the way.
Hear
that's
my
not...
ice jingling in the glass. Oh, I'd be like...
That's so funny. That's like become a thing with my whole friend group because I bartend for them. I love to make drinks and get some drink going. And, you know, I'm like over there shaking stuff. And then my friends go, chick. I'm like, okay, what were you drinking?
Oh, that's their way of letting you know I need a freshie.
Yep. Sometimes I show them how to make the drink they like so that I don't have to do it every time. But I don't mind being there. It's fun. You're right there in the kitchen with everybody.
You're a good host.
I try to be.
Yeah.
These are experiences everyone has as you become an adult, but no, most people don't talk about. This one's fairly true. When you're 20, 15 people could turn up at your house at any moment. When you're 30, it literally takes 2 months of planning to get a friend together. It's true.
It's true.
That is true. People used to roll into our...
Oh, yeah. It was like an open door policy.
Come on in. And then whatever anyone had planned, if things start to look like a party, you're like, how do I get out of having to go to work today? Oh,
this looks so fun.
Crap. Mm. Let's see. What else do I got? Hangry thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the hangry thing.
Is being hangry a real thing?
It is.
We all know the feeling. Maybe you skipped breakfast, you didn't have time for lunch, and now you're getting more and more mad and hungry the hungrier you get. And the answer is, yeah, it's real. It mostly boils down to something called your gut-brain axis.
Oh.
Mm. The busy communication line between your stomach and brain. Imagine a steady stream of text between two friends. When you're hungry, your stomach sends a text to your brain that says, We need food.
Feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me.
And
feed
if you
me.
Don't respond fast enough by eating, those texts get more and more frequent.
Feed me, bitch. Feed me, bitch. Feed
Not
me, bitch.
Not eating drops your blood sugar, too, which can make you produce more stress hormone, cortisol. And when you're hungry, you also make less of the feel-good hormone, serotonin.
Mm.
Around 90% of it is produced in your gut.
It's. I believe that this is a real thing. I mean, who among us doesn't know that one person? There's people experience it in different levels, but I knew someone, rest in peace. This person was, when they were hungry.
You killed him?
No, I didn't kill them. Oh. It was my aunt. But we're John's aunt,
Penny.
Actually. No. She's still, Penny's still alive.
Penny's still alive?
Yes.
Hey, Penny.
But my Aunt Peggy would, Penny. I didn't want to throw her under the bus, but she was very much feed me now, Seymour.
Oh.
Like when she was hungry, there was nothing else. And people get there, you know?
You know what? One of the things as I realize what anyone might say to me after, but I'll just say this anyway. When I watch Survivor, I think about how bitchy I get if I go like 6 hours without food.
Yes.
And I start to get like just
and they're
wah.
Starving.
Just wah.
I know. It's like, don't even talk to me. I get a headache.
And so I've gone 6 hours without food and I'm acting like a you know what.
Oh, I do know. Yes.
Right. You never see it.
What?
What?
You're right.
Anyway. What I'm saying is, I can't imagine.
I know.
Now, I know that from what I've been told, you actually get past that point to another,
like a euphoric
another
thing.
Level. But right. I've never let it get that to that place.
Sometimes I feel for them when they get food finally set in front of them. I'm like, take it easy. Don't go too hard. The guy this past week, he's like, I know I'm getting sick and I'm going for it anyway. I don't care. I'm eating. And then they got hammered. They haven't eaten anything. And they give these people like wine and beer. I'm like, what are you doing? And that one, that little girl that I like, Teeny. I love that girl. She's all, oh my God.
415 says, wait. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Wait till 5. I always picture you puking from lemon drops in the backyard as a daytime thing, Sarah.
Yeah. No, that was it. Although I think I did start that early. I think I started at like 4:30. Figuring, John will be home any minute. And then by 6:30, I was like hugging a toilet. And that Friday night was ruined.
925 says 96 times. I think I said WTF 96 times just from the time I woke up the kids till I dropped them off at school.
Oh, well, that's the life of a mom. It's just that frustrated, like, WTF.
Right.
I'm hangry.
You want to play a game now?
Oh, let's play a game. Yeah, right. That'd be really fun. Let's do it.
Okay, everybody.
Ready to cut in. You're so excited. You should have seen him singing.
Singing and all bubbly about his game he wrote. All right.
All right, everybody. We were talking about candy earlier. It's Halloween, so we're going to do a little candy quiz.
Okay,
sounds good.
That sounds great.
Vinny will go first today since Sarah went first yesterday.
All right. Okay.
All right. Question number one. You'll get three answers to choose from. What is the key ingredient that gives candy corn its iconic waxy texture? Is it sugar, beeswax, or corn syrup?
I'm going to go C, Bob.
Me too. I want to go C, Bob. As well.
You both are correct.
Corn syrup.
Okay. In the U.S., which candy is most commonly given out at Halloween? Is it Snickers, M&M's, or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Oh, I want to say it's probably Snickers. I'm going to go Snickers.
What were my other two choices?
M&M's or Reese's, Snickers, M&M's, or Reese's Peanut Butter
Cups. I'm going to go M&M's, Bob.
You both are wrong. It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that is a favorite candy.
Yeah.
So
but it
I
seems like
it,
those bags are heavy on the Snickers. That's why I thought that.
What was the original name of the Snickers bar when it was first sold in the UK? Is it Marathon, Raider, or Munchie?
Is it my turn to go first?
It is your turn to go
Did
first.
He go? Which? Who went first in the first one?
He went first. You went. Oh, so now it is. So it's Vinny. It is Vinny. Sorry.
Okay. What are my choices again? Marathon.
Original name of the Snickers bar: Marathon, Raider, or Munchie?
Munchie.
You know what? Munchie sounds like a Brit thing. I'll go Munchie as well.
No, it was Marathon.
How could it be Marathon? Marathon was a that braided thing that we had.
I don't know.
Remember that candy bar? That was a good one.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I
okay.
Don't.
Sarah, which popular candy was originally called Opal Fruits when it was first introduced in the UK? Is it Skittles, Starburst, or Jolly Rancher? Opal Fruits.
Well, I think it'll be Starburst.
I'm going Skittles.
Sarah is correct. It is Starburst.
Has that? They have that creamy, opal-y looking finish to them.
All right.
Don't be mad about it.
I'm mad.
Well, don't be.
It's 2-1. Sarah's up. Vinny, how many colors are in a standard bag of peanut M&Ms? I'm going to let you guess on this one and see if you get it.
And oh, it's your turn.
To figure out. No, it's your turn.
It is your turn. Vinny.
Oh, I have 5.
I'll say, well, is it still light brown and dark brown? This is light, and then the yellow, orange, green, blue, red. I'm going to say 7.
You're both wrong. It's actually 6.
Mm.
Oh!
All right.
But I'm leading, right? 2-1?
You are leading.
Okay,
last question.
Good. That's great.
And I've got one.
I have to go first, don't I?
Yeah, I got one more.
That sucks, so Vinny could tie me.
Which candy is traditionally consumed by Japanese students before taking exams for good luck due to its name sounding like the Japanese word for sure victory? Is it Kit Kat, Haichu, or Pocky?
Well, Kit Kat's not a Japanese thing, but maybe they have access to it. But Haichu is... I'm going to say Haichu. Yeah, man. Haichu.
I am going to say Kit Kat.
It is Kit Kat. That's a tie. Hold on.
Tied.
Let me see here. Let me pull a tiebreaker question for you.
I've heard they have a lot of different flavors there, too.
Oh, of the Kit Kat?
Like mochi?
Oh, yeah, it's green. Is mochi? No, mochi is like that ice cream stuff that they have, right?
I don't know. I've just heard there's a lot of like
it's got a coating on it.
Other flavors of Kit Kat.
Okay. Mochi. Tiebreaker question.
Okay.
What was the first flavor ever made for Jolly Ranchers when the company launched its hard candies in the 1940s? Is it cherry, apple, or grape?
Do I have to go first?
Yes.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grape.
Okay. I remember apple being the one you want. Like, mm-hmm. That's the flavor.
Yes.
I wouldn't eat one now if you had put it in front of me, but I will say, no. Apple.
You're both wrong. It's cherry.
Ah!
Oh. Well.
Well, we're a tie.
Do we make it a tie? You don't like to end in a tie, do you?
I hate ending on a tie. Here's one more for you.
Okay. You have to go first.
Which candy was included in U.S. soldiers' rations during World War II? Was it Tootsie Rolls, Kit Kats, or Milky Ways?
Tootsie Roll.
It has to be Tootsie Roll.
You can't guess the same thing as me.
I can, because I'm not going to guess those other. All right, I'll say it's Kit Kat.
It actually was
Tootsie Roll. Yeah, that's the old-fashioned one. The other ones are too, like, newfangled. All right, so I lose. Minnie wins.
Minnie wins.
Victory! El Campeon del Pueblo.
I love it.
Goodbye. Make sure you're here all day. And, because all day long, we have your chance to win front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. There are still some tickets left, like so few. You can go to RadioAlice.com, get your hands on a pair, or just stick around all day long, especially in Jane's show. Like, every single hour between now and 6:05 this evening, you've got a chance to win. And have a good day. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.